Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Teachers as Guides, Not Deliverers. There's a natural instinct in teaching to help, to step in, to give the answer, because we want students to succeed. We want things to move forward. But sometimes the most important move that we can make is to step back. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is watching my kids play their sports. It's been 8 or 9 days in a row of at least one game a day. And I'm so thankful for every one of those moments because I know that that time won't last forever. Second thing that I'm thankful for is supportive fellow educators. The people I work with every day, the support, the collaboration, it matters more than people realize. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is water, especially flavored water. It's simple, but I love it. And the flavor makes it, the water just a little bit more interesting, and it's something that I genuinely enjoy. Well, let's get back into the main topic. There's a traditional view of teaching that the teacher gives information and the student receives it. And while there's a place for that, it's not the whole picture. So the topic once again is teachers as guides, not deliverers. Teaching is not just delivering information. It's not. It's more that teaching is more than just giving answers. It's about helping students to understand. It's about process. It's about thinking. It's about building. It's almost like helping students to build things in their mind, helping students to build things in their mind, not just handing it to students. And that shift in thinking and how we see things, it's so important because learning sticks differently when students are truly part of it. And sometimes stepping back is the best move. There are moments where students struggle and the instinct is, hey, just to jump in, to fix it quickly. But stepping in is not always the best thing. Stepping back can actually create space for thinking, space for problem solving. And that having moments like that, the moments of pause, it matters. And you can feel it in those moments where you could step in, but you choose not to. And struggle is part of learning. Not everything should be easy when it comes to learning. Some difficulty is necessary. It pushes thinking. It builds understanding. Students working through something that isn't going right, that's where learning happens. Not after it's fixed, but during the process. The process, the journey is the learning. And inquiry builds deeper understanding. I've done a lot of inquiry in my classroom. When students explore, test, adjust, they learn differently. It's not passive, it's active. A group is trying to get something to work and it's not working yet. That process, it builds thinking, because they have to figure it out. I'll never forget a group of students doing an inquiry science experiment in my classroom where it was like an engineering problem. They were trying to build like a do-it-yourself homemade pop machine, and they had this little motor in it that they had got their hands on, and they were trying to get it hooked up to a battery and dispense soda or pop, whatever, however you want to call it. And they couldn't get it to work, and it wasn't working quite right. And I could have jumped in and tried to help, but instead I let them try to the troubleshoot, to try to solve it. And it was, they learned more than if I would have just jumped in and just gave them the answer. Students learn more when they truly own the process. Ownership changes everything. When students figure something out themselves, it sticks. It means more. It builds confidence because it's theirs, not something that was just given to them. Learning hits differently when students say, "We figured it out." And that matters. Teachers guide the process, not control it. Guidance doesn't mean stepping away completely. It means being intentional. Asking the right question, giving just enough direction without taking over. That balance, it matters because it keeps students thinking. And patience is part of guiding. Letting students work through something, it takes time. It's not always quick. It's not always smooth. But patience allows the process to unfold without rushing to the answer. And that leads to deeper learning. Mistakes are also part of the path. Things won't always work the first time. That's expected. That's part of learning. Students adjusting after something doesn't work. That's not failure, that's process. And we have to frame it that way when we're working with students. And confidence? Well, confidence grows through figuring things out. When students, when they solve things on their own, their confidence grows. They start to believe their ability, not just the answer. That belief that they develop, it carries forward into new situations and new challenges they will face in their life. And guiding as teachers, us guiding, it prepares students for real life. Life doesn't come with step-by-step instructions. Students will face situations that they have to navigate, figure out, adjust to. That's what guiding prepares them for. Not just knowing, but thinking. Guiding students is not about making things easier. It's about making learning deeper. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that there are moments in teaching where everything in you wants to step in, to fix it, to speed it up, to help. But sometimes the better move is to wait, to let students sit in it, to let them try, to let them figure it out. Because that's where the learning is. Not in the answer, but in the process of getting there. So keep guiding. Keep creating space. Because those moments when students figure something out on their own, those are the ones that stay with them. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.